Hi, it's Ken Morgan here again with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we're showing another Sherlock Holmes movie with Basil Rathbone as Holmes and Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. It's Sherlock Holmes and the Secret Weapon, and it's a bit different from the previous two Holmes movies we featured. Though those movies were filmed by 20th Century Fox as period pieces set in the Victorian era. This one, though, was part of the series after it switched to Universal, and the stories were updated to the then-present day of the early 1940s. This was the second movie in the series, which opened with The Voice of Terror. Like that movie, and the next one to come, Holmes is battling against the Nazis and their allies. In this case, it's his old enemy Professor Moriarty, played here by Lionel Atwill. Now, you may remember that we previously saw him as Dr. Mortimer in Hound of the Baskervilles, and is the heroic Inspector Crow in Son of Frankenstein, alongside Basil Rathbone. Now this also marks the debut of two others central to the series, one in front of the camera and one behind it. Actor Dennis Hoey first appears here as befuddled Inspector Lestrade, a role he'd repeat in several more movies in the series. And it's also the first series movie to be directed by Roy William Neal, who'd work on all the other movies in the series as director and sometimes as producer as well. Now, technically, this movie is based on the original Holmes story, The Dancing Men. Now, unusually, that case is actually referred to by Dr. Watson as an inspiration for one of the story's plot elements. Beyond that, though, it's really a brand new mystery. And as can be expected for a movie from this era, there's a lot of wartime patriotism on display. From Holmes's closing words to a post-credit scene, restored for this print, which was a familiar sight to audiences of that day. Now, as I may have mentioned before, these movies are among my favorites, and I would often watch them on Channel 11 with my dad. That's a very good memory for me. And as a bonus, we've also got a Warner Brothers cartoon for you today. It's The Great Piggy Bank Robbery, starring Daffy Duck in his crazy early days. Look for a couple of celebrity cameos in this one. Now again, if you missed any of the movies we've shown online, we've compiled a list of these movies, along with the net links to them, on our website. You'll find that at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can also find the intros of these movies, with yours truly trying to sound like a low-budget Ben Mankiewicz. And please send us your comments and or suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. Once again, thanks very much for your attention. We really do appreciate your patronage. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1946, here's The Great Piggy Bank Robbery. And from Universal in 1942, here's Sherlock Holmes and the Secret Weapon. Hope you enjoy them.